We're back here on Giants.com in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. I'm John Schmelk, and our special guest is a guy that has probably been to more NFL Combines than anybody, the godfather of Sirius NFL Radio. That is former Cowboys executive and, of course, now covers the draft for Sirius. That is Gil Brandt. Gil, take us back. How is this different than the first ever Combine you were at?
Well, you know, I think that the first ever Combine started at our facility in Dallas. It was really designated to be more of a get physicals. You know, we do so many things here right now. And what it's done is it's created work for a lot of people. We have everything now. And so there's a lot of peripheral people that, because of all of this, have done pretty well financially.
Now, how has all the extra preparation the players do for this event affect how teams can evaluate them properly?
Well, let me give you an example of something. This year, we had no offensive linemen that were under 20 limbs. In 1985, we had a third-round choice, Sanderson of Washington State, drafted in the third round, who lifted six times. and you know, if we used to have a 4-5 time, that was a fast time. I had one 4.29 this morning, and numerous 4.3s. You know, guys have learned to do the vertical jump. You know, it's just like anything. You learn, if you're a golfer, you putt enough, eventually you get better. Unless you got the yips, I guess.
How about this draft in particular? It seems most people think that this is one of the deepest drafts in recent times. Do you agree with that? How do you break down the overall quality of talent in this year's draft?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, it's hard to say deep drafts, not deep drafts, because what happens is about the same amount of rookies make it every year. You know, I think last year we had 49 rookies start on opening day. But I think, you know, it's pretty much the same all the time is what it is.
Finally, let's focus in on the Giants here. They picked 12th in the first round, the highest they've picked in quite a while. Where do you see need meeting value, meeting talent for them at number 12?
Well, I think that, first of all, I think they do a very good job. You know, they had a lot of injuries last year. But I think that ideally, if I were them, I'd want to get an offensive lineman. I think that they did that last year with Pugh, and I think they could probably use that. But I don't think you can jump out of sequence order to take it for a position is what you can't do. I just don't think you can do that.
Is the offensive line group in this year's draft, I've heard people say you can get starters around 3 or 4. Does it really go that deep?
I don't know about 3 or 4, but there are... You know, I make up my list of people that I'm going to bring to New York or possibly bring to New York for the draft, and I think I had 9 offensive linemen on there, which was more than I've ever had.
Gil, appreciate the time.
Well,
thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, just getting me on, after all, the Giants are our biggest enemy, remember?
Thank you, Gil.